Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. Today we'll start by talking about Qualcomm. And you probably know them for making system on a chip for ARM and just generally for Android stuff, but they've also been partnering with Microsoft to try and push ARM64 platforms and systems in the Windows sphere. Notably, they have some chips powering some Surface devices, and they've announced their new Snapdragon X Elite, which is a chip designed specifically for laptops. It's basically meant as their competitor to what Apple is doing on their own devices. And for once, with these kind of platforms, Linux support seems to be a focus, because Qualcomm has upstreamed their drivers to the Linux kernel, or at least they've started with the kernel 6.8 and 6.9, meaning that the basic system on a chip is now supported, at least on the CPU front, and the rest of the components of that chip will also get support probably for the kernel 6.10 and 6.11, including supporting the cameras that are used, the integrated GPU, suspend and resume, but also all the features that could be used in the entire laptop platform that is built around this system on a chip. So supporting the battery, external display, various ports, USB support, and stuff like that. And they also want to make sure that everything works right, including hardware video decoding, and also pushing their firmware, because obviously there's gonna be some proprietary firmware somewhere, and they're gonna push that to the usual Linux firmware package that most distributions ship by default. So it seems like they're plugging everything where it's supposed to go, so it looks like it's actually decent support for that chip, and it's really cool to see solid support like that. ARM devices generally don't tend to see much code being upstreamed or mainlined to the Linux kernel. It's usually on the Android front, and everything is mostly proprietary and added through kernel modules to the Linux kernel Google uses on Android. But they're having everything open source, apart obviously from the firmware, and using all the systems of the Linux kernel, plugging things where they're supposed to go instead of opting for a weird module system, is really nice. I don't really know why Qualcomm is doing it. It's a laptop chip, not a server chip, so I'm not sure what they hope to gain here, but I won't complain. It's really nice to see that they actually care about Linux for a change, in the ARM space at least. And we also had the annual Google Developer Conference, Google I/O, and of course, it was mostly focused on AI. In terms of features, it looks pretty useful, stuff like asking Google to show you how your kid's swimming has progressed. It will generate a slideshow with relevant pictures of your kid swimming in a swimming pool. Asking what's your license plate number will put all the photos of your own car with the plate clearly visible. In Gmail, it will look through your emails and generate summaries for you. Google Search will also start having AI-generated answers on certain topics before the links. And it's all insanely scary to me when it's Google doing it. First, there's the usual privacy and safety issue, not specific to Google. It's the same with OpenAI, ChatGPT, stuff like that. Google's AI will look through all your photos and analyze them, so they know what's your car, who is your kid among all the photos of I don't know, your nephews and nieces. They know who your kid is. It has all the elements you might need for a solid attempt at identity theft, and it's just plain scary to give a company that much info about you, because it's no longer information that you voluntarily submitted and that you typed in a form or that you searched for online. Now it's actual information that Google can deduce from the stuff you host on their platforms, which is no longer information that you voluntarily gave, it's information that they were able to compute and deduce. That's not quite the same. And then there's the "do you really want this" kind of features. For example, for your emails. Do you really want to answer and react to the emails you're being sent based on a summary that an AI made for you instead of reading the actual thing in its entirety? If you're at work and you base your decisions and answer your emails based on a summary made by an AI, I'm not sure you're going to make the best decisions. You should inform yourself. If you receive emails, you should read them. And if they're not to be read because they're boring or marketing or advertising, then you just delete them. You don't need an AI summary to identify an email that you don't want. As per the web, do you really want a pre-digested worldview made by Google to be your sole source of information? I don't understand what people could find desirable in this. It's microscopic time savings for enormous information deficit and loss of control over your data. And it's not the first AI tool being brought to a search engine. But with Google, it's no longer, hey look, Bing has this, haha, who cares, they have 1% market share. It's now most of the world gets this by default, gets AI answers by default. And so now we will see if I'm a weirdo doom-mongering about AI and the consequences it could have on people's information levels, or if I'm sort of right and if society will be badly hurt by the rush to adopt this tech without thinking about the consequences. And I'm not even talking about how Google trained their AI, because I am 100% sure, especially according to a bunch of leaked memos, internal memos and documents, apparently they clearly and voluntarily decided that they did not have time to bother worrying about copyright. Every single AI company has the same message issued through all of their channels that has been leaked at some point or another, where they just decided copyright doesn't matter, we need to move fast. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about, do you really want most people to have their first answer on any topic be AI generated? I don't think that's a desirable outcome for society. But who knows, maybe I'm just a weirdo and I'm just paranoid about stuff. Who knows, I'm definitely a weirdo. I'm making videos about Linux on the internet for a living. So yeah, don't trust me on everything, probably. So anyway, this will conclude this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. As always, thank you all for supporting what I do. And I guess you will hear me in the next one tomorrow. Bye!